translation. As long as one has to accept a material body, that's us, with its different parts and paraphernalia, which are not fully under one's control, one must have the lotus feet of his superiors, namely his spiritual master and the spiritual master's predecessors. Someone who has a material body, in other words, needs protection. By their mercy, one can sharpen the sword of knowledge. Sorry, this was not in there. By their mercy, one can sharpen the sword of knowledge. And with the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, one must then conquer the enemies mentioned above. In this way, the devotee should be able to merge into his own transcendental bliss. And then he may give up his body and resume his spiritual identity. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tattvata chaktva dehang puna janma naiti mang eti sorjuna. Yes. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take its birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. This is the highest perfection of life. And the human body is meant for this purpose. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nideyam Atyam Sulabham Sudulabham. This human form of body is a most valuable boat, and the spiritual master is the captain, Guru Karnadharam, to guide the boat in plying across the ocean of nations. It's interesting. The spiritual master is here described to be Guru Karnadharam. Karnadharam means he who carries ears. You are also a Karnadharam. You also carry ears. Now, ears are for two purposes. One is to hear. Are you hearing enough? And the other is for giving you a sense of direction. In the ears, or more precisely in the interior ear, inneres Ohr, there is the sense of balance and a sense of direction, that you, when you turn around, you still know where to go, if you know. The spiritual master is one who has heard from his spiritual masters, and he knows the direction. Therefore, Guru Karnadharam, he carries ears. Please also carry ears with you, not just these fleshy, attractive ears for holding your fingers, so on, but the spiritual awakened ears. So, this human form of body is a most valuable boat, and the spiritual master is the captain, Guru Karnadharam, to guide the boat in plying across the ocean of nations. The instruction of Krishna is a favorable breeze. One must use all these facilities to cross over the ocean of nations. Since the spiritual master is the captain, one must serve the spiritual master very sincerely, so that by his mercy one can cross over the... No. One will be able to get the mercy of the Supreme Lord. A significant word here is achyuta bhala. The spiritual master is certainly very merciful to his disciples, and consequently, by satisfying him, a devotee gets strength from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Beach. One must first please the spiritual master, and then one automatically pleases Krishna and gets the strength. losing the will. Sorry. Yes, and when one pleases the spiritual master, one automatically pleases Krishna and gets the strength with which to cross the ocean of nations. If one seriously desires to return home back to Godhead, one must therefore become strong enough by pleasing the spiritual master, for thus one gets the weapon with which to conquer the enemy, and one also gets the grace of Krishna. Simply getting the weapon of jnana is insufficient. One must sharpen the weapon by serving the spiritual master and adhering to his instructions. Then the candidate will get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In general warfare, one must take help from his chariot and horses in order to conquer his enemy. And after conquering his enemies, he may give up the chariot and its paraphernalia. Similarly, as long as one has a human body, that is like the chariot and the horses, one should fully use it to obtain the highest perfection of life, namely going back home, back to Godhead. The perfection of knowledge is certainly to become transcendentally situated, Brahma Bhuta. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nashoshati Nakangshati Samasaveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Labhate Param. One who is transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments, nor does he desire to have anything. He is equally disposed towards all living entities. In that state, he attains pure devotional service. Simply by cultivating knowledge as the impersonalists do, one cannot get out of the clutches of Maya. One must attain the platform of bhakti. Bhaktyamang avijanati. One can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord, by such devotion he can enter into the kingdom of God. Unless one has attained the stage of devotional service and the mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna, there is a possibility that one may fall down and again accept the material body. Therefore, Krishna stresses in the Bhagavad Gita, and we will, Prabhupada now goes into Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam. That's the second time where he quotes this verse in his purport to this today's Bhagavatam verse. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. I will continue tomorrow in the lecture with the purport. It's still 1.5 pages to go, and I think it is good if we do it in 2 parts, because it is very gehaltvoll, very full of contents. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Simad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyadi Satarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nitananda Sri Advaita Garadha Asadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The theme of this wonderful verse is that this human form of body which we all have attained in an evolutionary circle offers us a wonderful opportunity. And this is the theme of the verse. Srila Prabhupada compares it with a strongly built boat which has a nice sail and which is pushed by the wind of Krishna's instruction over the ocean of birth and death. But this verse makes a point: in order to really be successful in our journey, we require the mercy of the spiritual master and his predecessors, the spiritual masters which have come before him. If we take this mercy, then what is the result? Well, the point is given here that we will be able to apply spiritual knowledge. It's very, very difficult to apply spiritual knowledge without proper direction by an authorized spiritual master. It's almost like we are almost like medical students who find themselves one day before the medical books. Who of you is was a student of medicine or still is? Oh yeah, Raghuda, I remember. Someone else from here? Oh, you are a student of medicine. Was, yes. It's very, very difficult to be a student of medicine. You have to sometimes learn, I believe, 1,200 bones with the Latin name, isn't it? 1,200 or more or less? Around 1,200 bones. With Latin name, bonicus. Uselessicus, and by heart you have to know it, and then you are supposed to apply the medical instruments at a body which needs medical help and just do the right things, the right stitches. It's extremely complicated, the human body, and you can actually only learn it under a professor. If you are sitting before these books, medical books, you can just cry and cry and cry. It is so difficult. So in the same way, transcendental knowledge alone, Prabhupada says, is not really sufficient. You need expert instructions which guides you how to apply this knowledge. This expert instruction, of course, is supplied by a spiritual master to all of us. Therefore, in our movement, we are remaining eternally indebted to Srila Prabhupada, who not only supplied us with the transcendental knowledge, with the Shastra, but who gave us the Bhaktivedanta purports, so that we can apply this knowledge in a practical way to our lives, and not sit like a medical student before this difficult subjects and not really know how to apply it, or even worse, misapply it. That's even worse. It's sad that we can't go today to the second part. We can't, it's so much to read, but maybe I should just take you through the second part. Will you be able to give us another 5 minutes of extremely intense concentration? Because then Prabhupada, this is very important for us to know on this, what we hear here. Please try to just listen extremely carefully, because now we come to the juicy subjects. The word tatvataha, meaning in reality, is very important. Tato mang tatvato gyadva. Unless one understands Krishna in truth, not false, but in truth, by the mercy of the spiritual master, one is not free to give up his material body. As it is said, aruya krishrena param padam tata patantyado nadrita yashmat angrayaha. If one neglects to serve the lotus feet of Krishna, one cannot become free from the material clutches simply by knowledge. If one attains the stage of Brahma Padam, merging in Brahman without bhakti, he is prone to fall down. Significant, I will jump a little bit ahead. Significant in this verse are the words Gyanasinam Achuta Bala. Gyanasinam, the sword of knowledge, is given by Krishna. And when one serves the Guru and Krishna in order to hold the sword of Krishna's instructions, Balaram gives one strength. Balaram is Nityananda. Brajendra Nandana Jay. Shachi Suta Hoila Say. Balaram Hoila Nithai. This Balaram comes with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Both of them are so merciful that in this age of Kali, one may very easily take shelter of their lotus feet. They come especially to deliver the fallen souls of this age. Papi tapi jata chila hari nama udarila. Their weapon is sankirtan harinam. Thus one should accept the sword of knowledge from Krishna and be strong with the mercy of Balaram. One should accept this word of knowledge from Krishna and be strong with the mercy of Balaram. We are therefore worshipping Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan. In the Mundaka Upanishad it is said, Nayam atma balahine nalapyo nocha pramada tapaso vapyalingat eter upayer yatate yastu vidvangs tas yaisha atma vishate brahma dhamma. One cannot attain the goal of life without the mercy of Balaram. One needs strength, in other words. Sri Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, Nitayera karuna bhove braja radha krishna pave. When one receives the mercy of Balaram Nityananda, one can attain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna very easily. If one has no connection with Nitai Balaram, then even though one is very learned scholar or jnani, or has taken birth in a very respectable family, these assets will not help him. We must therefore conquer the enemies of Krishna consciousness with the strength received from Balaram. Hare Krishna. This is the wonderful importance of Lord Nityananda's in our lives. Lord Nityananda will surely give anyone his mercy who sincerely requests for this, so that he or she will obtain enough spiritual strength to cross over the various obstacles in devotional service. Srila Prabhupada wrote a very, very nice verse in Bengali in his Gita Gan, Bengali Gita, which I would like to quote to you for today, which gives you an understanding of the importance of Gaura Nitai. Patita Pavana Prabhu Nityananda Gaura Vibhu Sri Advaita Kripa Paravara Sri Vasadi Gadadha Kripa Kore Ekin Kara Buhilama Tava Kripa Sara. O Supreme Lord, deliverers of the fallen, O Omniscient Lord, Nitananda Gaura, O Advaita Prabhu, Ocean of Mercy, all devotees headed by Srivas and Gadadhara, please show your mercy to your servant, for I understand that only your mercy is the real essence of life. This is a very nice verse by Srila Prabhupada. Let us today be honest. We are mercy cases. William. Yes. Marisha. Are you a mercy case? You feel shy to admit it? Say without restriction, yes, I am a mercy case. If I do not obtain the milast, there is no chance for me. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is famous for giving his mercy to the most fallen living entities, who are even so fallen that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's already called Patita Bhavana, the savior of the fallen souls, is amazed. How can Nitai give such people the mercy? But before I will address the Leela Tattva, or the transcendental pastimes of Lord Nityananda, I want to explain another tattva, which I feel is very important. You need to understand Lord Nityananda's past ontological position in order to really believe in Lord Nityananda's power. Therefore, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita goes at great lengths to describe how it is that Lord Nityananda is powerful. See, when we speak of obtaining mercy, the one who gives mercy must be very powerful. He must be so powerful that he says stop to your karma. Please understand this point. By our karma, we are meant to be driven from one life form to the next in the endless ocean of material existence. So the one who shows you mercy must say, Chekai. Nandadula. Chekai. It means stop. Karma, leave this person alone. And that's very, very powerful. Can you stop your karma? No, have you? Maybe you have tried. It's such a power. It just overrules everyone. So, therefore, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains that Lord Nityananda is no one else than Lord Balaram, from whom the first Sankarshan expands. From this Sankarshan, all the other Sankarshans in the Vaikuntha Lokas expand. Now this gets very technical, and I do not know if everyone is so philosophically in tune to really get this, but let me make it very short. And from one of these Sankarshan, Karanadakashayi Vishnu is manifesting, from which, who is so powerful, who is the aggregate, that from him alone the whole material universes, plural number, manifest. Can you imagine someone from whom the whole material universes manifest? It's not actually possible for us to imagine. For this someone comes the bathing tub now. the we need to make a little place. By the way, seeing this, do we actually have a time limit on the lecture, Prabhu? Ooh. Ooh. Yes. Today is the day of Nitai. He is known as an avadut. He doesn't keep times. Yeah. But our devotee said he has to be back on the altar before he starts eating, so we need to. Okay, so that is the power of Lord Nityananda. He is identical with Lord Balaram, from whom in a succession of forms finally Karanadakaisha Vishnu manifests, from whom all these material universes come forth. Lord Nityananda has become famous, says the Chaitanya Bhagavat, for inundating the universe with love of God. Lord Nityananda is the original devotee of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda never thinks that he is not the servant of Lord Chaitanya, and he awards the gift of service to Lord Chaitanya. His tongue is the abode of Lord Chaitanya's glories. He always thinks, Gaura, 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 vibrating incessantly the sublime pastimes of Sri Gaurachandra. One can obtain full devotion at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet simply by worshipping Lord Nityananda. There is a prayer to Lord Nityananda which describes him as being extremely merciful. He says, the prayer says, it comes from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that person to whom you give mercy will easily get the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya and drown in the water of prema. Without your mercy, no one will get Gaura, even if he worships Gaura for 100 lives. Sometimes Gauranga may punish someone, but you will protect that person. You remember when Lord Nityananda was hurt by Jagai and Madai, Lord Chaitanya came on the spot with his Sudarshan Chakra in order to punish really Jagai and Madai, but Lord Nityananda fell at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and said, no, please, have mercy. But if you punish someone, Nityananda, Gauranga will punish him more. Bang! So that's Lord Nityananda. Now, a little while ago we had the description that by Lord Nityananda's mercy, one will be able to join the rasa dance of which goes on in Vrindavan. You might remember this, and you might have questioned yourself, "Oh, what is this? Such a highly interesting subject matter. I would like to know more about it." There is a very nice description in The Harmonist by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur about this. Srimati Radhika is the guru of the inner circle of the servants of Krishna. This means all the gopis and Lalita and Vishaka and the Manjaris. Srimati Radharani, however, accepts the offering of service of only those souls who are especially favored by Nityananda and are deemed by him to be fit for her service. In other words, when someone comes saying, Radhe, 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 mercy, 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 Radharani will look
Yeah, it's good that he has mercy. Let us see if he has the mercy of Nitai. Otherwise, we cannot do anything for him. There is therefore a most intimate relationship between the function of Nityananda and that of Srimati Radharani. We have heard that Srimati Radharani has a great desire to connect the souls with Krishna. She takes, however, those souls who have been served by Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda will go into this dark material age of Kali. There's so much misery and so much misconceptions rule. And he will go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to make the first contact, so to say, to capture the fallen souls. And then, when these fallen souls are captured by Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then they are brought to the spiritual dimension where they can approach Krishna through Srimati Radhika. There is a great secret. In this world, there is a net, an invisible net, which is pulled by great strings through the Kali Yuga. This is the net of mercy of Nityananda and Chaitanya. Don't try to run away when the net comes close. Oh, William, the net comes close. You can be saved. Don't just, oh no, I want to continue my material jivatski, my life, material life. Don't run away when the net comes. Don't be proud if you can escape the net of mercy of Lord Nityananda and continue with your own ways. Be happy when you are captured by the net and when you suffer in the net of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Hare Krishna. This is a very nice explanation. Another thing. Yes. Now, it is described that Lord Nityananda has an almost unearthly transcendental beauty. When Lord Nityananda used to travel somewhere around, many, many millions of people would follow him. Nityananda Prabhu's body was soft like a puppet, says the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Nityananda Prabhu's body was soft like a puppet made of cream. Cream. With a blue dhoti and turban adorning his tall body, he looked like an avaduta. A colorful earring hung from his left ear. Only one earring. The holy name of Krishna stayed on his tongue day and night. Apparently, Lord Nityananda never stopped chanting the holy name of Krishna, even in the night time. And he roared with bliss moment after moment. Roared means brüllte. His radiant face defeated millions of moons. Can you imagine? One moon is already, so when it's a full moon, it's already very brilliant. But his radiant face defeated millions of the moons, and his smile gave life to all the worlds. Sometimes we want to be smiled upon. So Lord Nityananda, to get some life, Lord Nityananda, I think we all know about this psychological need of the human mind, Lord Nityananda's smile gave life to all the worlds. His lips were nicely shaped and attractive. So now the description goes to his teeth. The splendor of his teeth defeated pearls. It was very beautiful. His sparkling eyes were red and large. He was very powerful, and his long auspicious arms hung to his knees. Hare Krishna. He walked with a soft and graceful gait. Nityananda Rai spoke very kind words to everyone. When people heard his words, their karmic reactions were destroyed immediately. That was how we started. When Lord Nityananda, he just spoke to someone, and then the karmic reaction was cut to pieces. That is Lord Nityananda. Something should be said about his uncommon life. He appeared in Radhadesh, and when he appeared, yes, Radhadesh, you have properly heard. When he appeared, there were countless demigods on the sky who showered flowers upon him and the place where he was born, called Ekachakra Gram. I understand that we do have a devotee here, Ekachakra Prabhu, who is, so that is there. Lord Nityananda's pastimes in his early youth were truly amazing. He rounded up his boyhood, his boyfriends, and they would dress up and play dramas like the Ramayana and also Krishna Leela. And Lord Nityananda would become often so absorbed in his play that extraordinary things happened. For instance, one time he played Lakshman, and he was shouting to his friends, "Let us kill this sinful wretch called Ravan." And then he ran towards the fortress of Sri Lanka, and then Indrajit, the powerful son of Ravan, shot his serpent arrows, and they hit Lakshman, and Lakshman fell down unconscious. So Nityananda, in playing this, became so much absorbed in the play that he also fell down unconscious. And for, you know, he didn't rise again. His friends, you know, they were first playing and then becoming insecure. What's going on? Maybe a serpent arrow has bitten him without our knowledge. And they gathered around Nitai, who didn't even breathe. And then they started to cry, "He's dead. He's really dead." And they took the whole village of Ekachakra together. And they all screamed, "Nitai, Nitai," you know. Everyone was just, the little boy would not rise again. So after some time, a learned man said, "This is, you have Hanuman has to come now and bring the medicine, the Sanjivani, the Mrityu Sanjivani. He has to bring the whole hill, like he used to, like he did, and then he will rise again. This is so simple." So one boy dressed up as Hanuman and brought some type of hill, certainly not the real big one, and Nitai again continued with his play. At one stage, the greatest misery struck Ekachakra Gram, and that was when one sannyasi, some say his name is Shankararanyapuri, came to Hadai Oja, and harmlessly started a discussion about Krishna Katha. Hadai Oja became very amazed, and they talked the whole night, and then the sannyasi said, I have to go under my banyan tree. And then he sat under his banyan tree and chanted. In his mind he had a plan. They had discussed the whole night throughout the night, and then the sannyasi was sitting there under the tree and chanting. And the little Nitai came, said, my father has sent me, and he looked with great love, the little boy, at the sannyasi. My father has sent some prasad for you. Please take. The sannyasi said, wait, come here, come here. And he looked at the little boy Nitai, and tears of love came from his eyes. And Nitai said, why are you crying? Nothing, just a long night, you know, and the eyes, some problem. Bring the plate back. And so, next evening, Hadai Oja came again, and they discussed again about Krishna Katha. Next morning, Hadai Oja said, I'm so thankful you have given me life. The real life is hearing about Krishna. You have given this to me. I want to give you something. Take anything you want. Anything? Said the sannyasi. Yes, you can take my house. No, I'm a tyagi. I don't need a house. Anything? Yeah, of course. Why are you asking? You have given me life. Now you are my father. Now I give you everything. I'm your servant. I'm your son. Then I want Nitai. Oh, Hadai Oja didn't speak, and he began to feel like Maharaj Dasharat, who once said to Vishwamitra, you can take anyone to take care of your demons in the forest. And Vishwamitra said, anyone? Yes, my whole army you can take. I don't need an army, I just want Ram. Dasharat was finished. So Hadai Oja went back to his wife Padmavati and explained everything. I have said I can give everything, and now he says Nitai. Yes, said Padmavati, it's alright with me. This is providence which moves this way. And she went back and cried and cried and cried. And then Nitai went. I don't want to describe it, because you might all start to cry. It is so heartbreaking, and we did it in another Nityananda's appearance day. All I want to say is that Hadai Oja, for 1 month, for a few more, 3 months actually, was becoming mad and madder. Sometimes he would say to Padmavati, see down the road, our Nitai is coming. Do you see? I will go with him to the market and buy some toys. And Padmavati would cry and cry. No, he's not coming. He's not coming. I know he will not return back. Then the next hour, Padmavati went to Hadai Oja and said, do you see down the road? Our little Nitai is coming. I will go to the market and buy some sabjis and then cook. And in this way, for some time they kept themselves alive, but then Hadai Oja just died. And Padmavati also died. But it was unbearable to be at the separation. And it's described that all the friends and villagers left the village of Ekachakragram. They did not tell anyone where they would go. The village looked like a deserted ghost town. No one knows where they all went. Some died from separation. This is how much everyone loved Nitai. So, Nitai, later, he went with the sannyasi. And after the sannyasi left his body, that's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 1374, I think it's interesting for you to study. After the sannyasi left this body, he merged into the body of Lord Nityananda. This sannyasi was no one else than the elder brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had accepted sannyas and was Shankararanya Puri, another name of Vishwarup. So that they merged together. That's why Lord Chaitanya always said, Nitai is my older brother. He knew this. So then for 20 years, so after the sannyasi had left his body, Nityananda used to go on pilgrimage. All I know is that for 20 years he was moving constantly on pilgrimage. In this time, everyone who saw him crowded around him and just followed him. You can imagine, Nitai was so popular, everyone would go with him and he would just dance and chant Krishna, 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 and give and bless everyone with love of Godhead. Yes, and then finally he arrived at Vrindavan, where he went to Sringavat, and he was sometimes lying under the trees, sometimes taking the flowers, putting them on his body, and then jumping up and chanting, and all the flowers began to fall. Because he had a secret in his mind, a secret which totally inspired him. He did not tell anyone about the secret which he carried in his mind, and which made him sometimes dance like a madman, which made him oblivious to the world. He knew that Krishna would appear. He knew already he had appeared, but it was not yet time where he had revealed himself as Krishna. He knew this time the Lord, where he had revealed himself as Krishna. He knew this time the Lord would come as a Channa avatar or a hidden avatar. He would not come as a Supreme Lord, but he would come as his devotee, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And finally, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ready to start with his mission of inundating love of Godhead, then Nityananda came to Navadvip. It all started with a dream. Lord Chaitanya one morning woke up and said to Sachi, his mother, I had a dream. Yes, Sachi, will you tell me the dream? Is it a funny dream? No, my dream was like this. I saw a chariot before our house. Really? Was it a golden chariot? Yes, it was a golden chariot. And there was a strong personality whose body looked like a mountain of crystals. And he had a turban on and a plow over his shoulder. And he said, is my brother here in this house? And then he said a second time, is my brother here in this house? And then he just laughed and he rode away with the chariot. I know that soon my brother will come. Of course, this personality was Balaram. He knew this is Balaram. It's very moving. So it all started with a dream. In the dream, Lord Nityananda, who is Balaram, had announced himself to Chaitanya, and a couple of days later he went to Navadvip and he hid himself in the house of Nandanandan Acharya, a great devotee of the Lord. So Chaitanya was there and he knew, my elder brother is here, Nitai is here, he has come. He sent all his devotees out to find him. He described him to them, but the devotees couldn't find him. They returned. We don't know where Nitai is. We have not seen a person who fits your description. This goes to show that we can't really find Nitai or establish a connection with him without the mercy of Chaitanya. This works, you know, doubly reversive, also beide Wege. You can get only Chaitanya with the mercy of Nityananda, and you can only get Nityananda with the mercy of Chaitanya. This is one of these mystical mercy circles who revolve in this life, in this world around. We somehow have to enter there in some ways. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally had to go to find Lord Nityananda, and when he moved into the courtyard of Advaita Acharya, Nandanandan Acharya, this is just next to our Mayapur temple. There is a temple where the house of Nandanandan Acharya was. The two transcendental brothers met. And it's not possible to describe what happened. We can just move after, you know, a long, long, long kirtan into Nandanandan Acharya's, and what do we see? We see the two transcendental brothers lying or rolling on the ground, chanting the names of God, totally intoxicated with transcendental ecstasy. But what exactly happened in the first meeting, it is simply beyond words to describe. It is too ecstatic. It's not possible to describe it. Therefore, we will not try. All which is known at the end, they were rolling on the ground in transcendental ecstasy of love of Godhead. So, then the Lord's mercy for pastimes manifested. It is very nice to hear that how both of them preached. Lord Nityananda was a very, very unusual preacher. We have a few quotations from Chaitanya Bhagavat, which I want to read to you, so that you just know about Lord Nityananda's preaching. Haridas spoke to Advaita Acharya one day. Lord Chaitanya has sent me out preaching with an extremely restless person. Yes, Lord Nityananda is an extremely restless person. If I go in one direction, Nitai will go the opposite way. Suddenly, without notice, he will jump into the crocodile-infested monsoon waters of the Ganga. And there he will try to catch the crocodiles. Nityananda versucht, die Krokodile zu fangen. Radhika. When I start shouting at him to return, come back, come back, he ignores everything and floats downstream like a dead man. And if he sees a young boy on the banks, he gets up and starts chasing him. He runs after him while shouting angrily. Soon the boy's irritated parents arrive with sticks to beat Nitai. Then I have to go to the parents. Then I have to plead and beg with them before they will go away. Haridas Thakur says to Advaita Acharya. He steals butter and cream from the milkman and runs away. But I get caught and they want to beat me up. Nityananda Prabhu is always doing things which are incorrigible and beyond all logic. If he meets a young maiden on the road, he asks her to marry him. Will you marry me? Impossible. Seeing a bull, he will sit on it, shouting, Mahesh, Mahesh, Lord Shiva. And if he sees a cow, he milks her and drinks the milk. Today, the Haridas speaking, today we were saved from death only by the Lord's mercy. Two drunks were lying in a mindless stupor on the street. And Nitai went up to them trying to preach about Krishna. They became furious and charged at us. Hearing this, Advaita Acharya became amused and said, there is nothing special for him. An intoxicated person should join other drunks. Let him, he's already drunken, so he can go with Jagai and Madai. It's all right. The feathers of the same flock, over there, and the birds of the same feather flock together. That he didn't say, but Nityananda Prabhu is always drunk with love of God, so he should join the other two. I know that Nityananda has the ability to make everyone intoxicated with divine love. Haridas, just wait a few days. He will also bring those two drunks into the Vaishnava fold. This is what Advaita Acharya said in an amused way. So I want to end this lecture by bringing it down to the essential point. In the seventh chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is described how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought the storehouse of love of Godhead into this world. And he made one storehouse keeper there, who is Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda, however, is drunk. See, when you go to someone, or when you go, let us say, to the Belgium treasury of King Borislav, or what is the king called? Adam? Albert. If you go to King Albert, does one say like this, King Albert? And to his treasury, and you say, we are very poor, can we have some of your treasury? First of all, King Albert will not be there, but there will be his men there. And they say, no, I can give you 50 pfennigs, you know, but not more. But this is from my own pocket, it's not from the treasury. Because what is your qualification? If you would be a minister who has a written statement by, actually the kings of these days are not having, they have their own private money maybe, or for sure, but not the state's treasury. But just to say, you need some qualification to get money from the state treasury, which is not just given by King Albert, but by his, or by the ministers of this area, the politicians. The kings nowadays are only figureheads, but I think the example is very clear. If you go to such huge treasury, you cannot get anything immediately. However, imagine the treasurer would be drunk. You would come there. I want something. It sometimes happened on Sankirtan, or it does. It once happened to me. I met a drunk person and said, here's this book, please give me your donation. And he handed me a 1,000 mark note. First I was shocked and I thought, is it moral to take it? Or maybe it's immoral. I had this feeling for a moment. But it passed quickly. Because there was a dire need for this, and I just said, thank you very, very much. Please give me your address, I will send you something. And then I sent something with not giving my return address, some prasadam. So, hopefully no one will now think I have a very bad character. See, when you really need something, you don't care if it is moral or you know, you just, if you really need it, if it's for life, then you just take it. And it was a situation where our temple would have been closed otherwise. We just needed this so much, and it was for life, so to say. So this is, we need Krishna consciousness for life. If we don't get it, this life is useless. It has no use. We have totally wasted the human form of life, and as Narottam Das Thakur says, not only wasted, we have drunken poison willfully. This is how important it is to become Krishna consciousness, conscious. So Nityananda fortunately is a drunk treasure, is there. He has a whole treasury, and he will give you anything and everything. We should not say, really, give the same example as a person who is drunk in this world. No, Lord Nityananda is the supreme merciful Lord, and he does not consider qualifications or disqualifications. If you come before Lord Nityananda and you really beg him, you will get a treasury. Now, how to obtain the mercy of Lord Nityananda? 2 minutes. It is described that Nityananda will surely bless the devotee who tries to serve Lord Chaitanya and his mission. You can find an example of this in the Antya Lila, 6th chapter, where Raghunath Das Goswami, or Raghunath at that time, comes and serves Lord Nityananda. He is serves the devotees of Chaitanya. I should say, I really want to say it like, phrase it like this. Because the point is, you get Lord Nityananda's mercy if you serve Gauranga and Lord Gauranga's mission. And if we look at Raghunath's life, he tried many, many times to escape his life at home, where he was a son of a rich man and lived in the prison of material life. Lord Chaitanya later remarked, "You lived your father and your brother live like worms in a stool pit." This is how it's described. You can be happy that you have gone out of this situation. So it's a little drastic, the analogy, but I think the point is very clear. Raghunath lived in material life, and he could not escape it out of his own. Maybe you have sometimes had these nightmares. You try to run away out of a... you are in a wall... you're walled in, boxed in, so to say, and you try to climb the wall, and it's all schmierseife, that is all slippery and slidery, you know, and you get up, and then you again fall. You have, some of you have nightmares? No. Then become a guru, then you get them. You know, and you get up, and then almost you made it, and you again down, and it's almost like this person who rolls a stone up a hill, and then he almost made it, and then rolls back again. You know, from the Greek mythology. Wie heißt der? Sisyphus. Sisyphus, you know, that is a theme of this nightmare which I'm describing. Almost making it and falling back. You need mercy to get out of this. So Raghunath did this. He just wanted to join Mahaprabhu. He wanted to go there, But he could only do this. He could only make the last, so to say, the deciding row when he got the mercy of Lord Nityananda. He served him. A little while ago, I received a letter from one person to whom we preached, and the person wrote, "Now I know it is Krishna consciousness I have been looking for many lives. Do you know I have dreams, repeating dreams, that I'm climbing a mountain, and I know on the other side of the mountain there is all I want. There is a kingdom of opulence, the kingdom of beauty. There's a heaven," he describes it as some heavenly spiritual situation. "And I always have this dream. I climb up and it's just this much missing before I can..." But I fall back again and again. And I have this feeling that with Krishna consciousness I found it. So this is what we all should have. The last stretch of our existence. We are now already in the human form. We know about Chaitanya. We know about Prabhupada. We know about Radha Gopinath. We know about this and that. But the last stretch we will only be able to make with Nityananda's mercy. So therefore, this is how to get it. We should serve Lord Chaitanya and then beg with great desire for the mercy of Lord Nityananda, and he will surely give it. It's even said that anyone who shouts the name of Gauranga, I won't do this now, I'm somehow, it's yes, others can do it. If we chant the name of Gauranga, then we will, I think we must chant it. Then it's also said we will get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So please, if you don't feel as shy as I, Gauranga! Oh, that was very good. So, not one time, but many times, we can shout and shout, and this will attract the mercy of Nityananda. That's a mystical word which will attract Lord Nityananda's mercy on us. So, Hare Krishna, thank you for listening so patiently. This was certainly a little long. I think we should not take questions at this stage. Is it because we want to... Yes, yes. What is your name, Prabhu? This Prabhu? Parivida? Yeah. No, but your name? Parivida. I see. Parivida Prabhu. Very good commentary. Yes, Lord Nityananda is an avaduta, but he needs to take his meal at the proper time. At least that's our desire. So we will end here. You do have some questions. There is opportunity to ask them at another time. Can we just do this again? Just chant Gauranga! 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 Nityananda Ram ki jai! Go Premanandi Hari Hari Go!
How to improve memory?
Memory?
She has a problem. That when she, even when she was in high school, she was taking notes, and then she could not remember the end of the sentence. By the time, so she, and she also, this is a problem now in devotional service, and when devotees tell her to do a few things, she cannot remember them all.
Write it down,
zapiši.
That's really a simple thing.
To his eyes, they understand as well.
I have the same problem.
Yeah, I missed the problem.
Forget everything.
Yes, also
borrowing. It's usually a sign that your mind is somewhere else.
To je obično znak da je tvoj um negdje drugdje.
This can be a good sign if your mind is with Krishna.
To može bude dobar znak ukoliko tvoj um sa Krishnom.
Maybe your mind is not with Krishna.
Ali tvoj um možda nije sa Krishnom.
So I would write it down.
Stoga ja bih to zapisao.
But I know your question is directed to another subject. Why don't you try to remember at least some important things in your life?
Zašto ne pokušaš bar da setiš nekih važnih stvari u svom životu?
Try to remember, start with important instructions, for instance.
Počni na primjer sa važnim instrukcijama.
Or, for instance, now you have heard a whole lecture about improving chanting.
Na primjer, sada si čuo čitavu lekciju o poboljšanju mantranja.
Try to remember at least a little bit from the lecture when you chant before you chant your new rounds.
Pokušaj da setiš barem nečega sa ove lekcije pre nego što mantraš svoje nove krugove.
In other words, we have to start somewhere.
Drugim rečima, moramo da počnemo negde.
Then improvement can be done. Every journey, Bhakti Aleksandra, starts with the first step.
Svaki korak Bhakti Aleksandra počinje, svako putovanje počinje sa prvim korakom.
Everything.
Sve.
So we must start somewhere.
So da moramo početi negde.
You can make one experiment. Soon you will eat prasadam, which is a very easy activity. Try to remember from whom does this food come.
Možeš napraviti jedan eksperiment. Uskoro ćeš častiti prasadam i onda pokušaj da setiš od koga dolazi ta hrana.
And then you tell Jelena, so she checks you.
Ne kaže jele, tako da se ona provere.
Ja? Krishna. So thank you very, very much. Please do come back in the evening if it is possible for you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur-Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari.
His Divine Grace, Sri Satyananda Maharaj ki jai.
Yara Bhakta Vrindavan Shri Yara Bhakta. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama 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 Hare. Thank you.